For over a week after the Bad Bunny halftime performance at the Super Bowl, we had people saying with absolute certainty that the FCC would fine everybody, Bad Bunny, NBC, the NFL, the hot dog vendors, for allowing that performance to take place. Their claim was that Bad Bunny was singing obscene lyrics involving everything from degrading women to forcing kids to watch adults have sex with farm animals. The magical figure these people came up with for the fine was $10 million. This past week, the FCC made their decision. They declared, nothing to see here, move along. Then, of course, the FCC went back to harassing Stephen Colbert, but I digress. Same people who made the claims, by the way, of obscenity by Bad Bunny in the next breath admitted that they didn't even know Spanish. They were relying on memes that they saw and shared on social media. They weren't about how, you know what, if you can't understand what's being sung, it shouldn't really be done in America. Really? Now, if lyrics are the root of music, the foundation of music, then explain to me how and why classical music, jazz, big band music came to be and exist very well to this day. While the Bible has many teachings about how singing is used to give praise to the Lord, music on its own, that's used as well. Jesus even has this admonishment in Matthew chapter 11, verse 17 for the people that I'm referring to. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament. Is our musical praise required to have words with the music that we play? Not according to Psalm chapter 33, verse 2. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Now, there's a very serious issue behind what I've just talked about. These people want to separate rather than unite us as a nation. Oh, they want to build groups and coalitions, believing that when they join together in what they consider a righteous cause, that Jesus will stand with them. But they even claim Jesus says so in the Bible. Now, while the idea is found in God's Word, you need to qualify for the Word to take action. The Word doesn't qualify every action that's taken by you. Here's what Jesus does declare, though, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. I can't speak with certainty whether the number of people seeking to divide us has increased, or we're just seeing more come out of Satan's darkness feeling empowered for some reason. But when you look at recent demands and orders from people like Donald Trump, well, the latter seems a lot more likely. Most recently, we've seen Donald Trump do things like order pride flags removed, including from the Stonewall National Monument in New York City, where the modern-day LGBTQ plus movement was born. Trump's also ordered references to slavery in museums, other government-run locations to be removed. Recently, here on Issues and Ideas, I shared with you how Trump considered the Civil Rights Act to be reverse discrimination against whites. Paul in Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18 warns us about those who seek to divide. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For those who are seeking purity, let's call it, in our society as they clutch the Bibles close to them, believing that God is with them in their mission, let me take you back to the Old Testament in the book of Numbers, reading from chapter 12 and starting with verse 1. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. That's right. Moses was in an interracial marriage. Moving on to verse 2 now. So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. Yes, the Lord did hear Aaron and Miriam, and no, he was not happy with them. Not at all. As you read further, God says to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, hey, three of you, we need to talk. Now, if you were Aaron or Miriam, would you be all excited? Oh, boy. God's going to take my side. God's going to go with me instead of Moses. Yay me. Here's what God says to Aaron and Miriam. Let's start with verse 6 of Numbers chapter 12. Then he, God, said, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. After that, God hit Miriam with leprosy. That in turn brought grief to Aaron. Now here's a lesson for us as Christians. What did Moses do? He didn't cheer about this. He didn't celebrate. Moses prayed to God for him to forgive Aaron and Miriam since they expressed repentance for what they did. And yes, God did forgive and restore Aaron and Miriam. To be a child of Christ, we are to show and share our love for all, at all times, without any bias or favor. This is what Paul tells us in Romans chapter 2, verse 11, For there is no partiality with God. And we also learn this in James chapter 2, verse 9, But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. We also have this in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. The word all is found in the Bible over 5,200 times. We are to love all, pray for all, forgive all, help all, care for all. The Word of God isn't a menu that we pick what we like from. It's a buffet of love and wisdom from Him that we are to share with, say it with me, all. Now, if you're having a tough time understanding the meaning and importance of what I've shared with you here today, spend some time studying Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. That is where a lawyer who thought he was all that tried to test Jesus about the truth of the word, and Jesus reveals a story about the Good Samaritan. There was a man who took pity on and helped a man despite their respective heritages, calling on them to hate each other. What was true then, when spoken by Jesus, is just as true today.